Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week. Well, it's about that time, and we have been anxiously waiting for the day when we can finally go out and start our spring garden. And for many of us, it may be for the very first time. But no matter what your experience, there are a few things that are essential to consider for having a productive and manageable garden. First, you need to find a sunny spot. Vegetable and herb plants thrive in full sun, so shoot for a place where they'll have about 8 hours a day of direct sun. Now, do you have to have that much sun? Well, no, you don't, but the fewer hours of sun that your plants are getting, the less productive the harvest. And it's all about the harvest, right? Now, southern exposure is best, and if it seems like all you have is shade, then look up. Perhaps you can remove some limbs of overhanging trees, because that's a pretty common problem and a fairly easy fix as well. But anything that you can do to add more light to your plants will pay big dividends as your plants grow. I even know people that plant in containers with a platform underneath with wheels or rollers, and then throughout the day, they move their plants around to chase the sun. Now, that may sound pretty extreme, but it really can work if you have the ambition and time. So once you've identified the site, it's time to focus on the soil. Well-drained soil is critical for your plants to perform their best. Soil that stays too dry will stunt growth, stress plants, and adversely affect fruit production. On the other hand, soil that stays too wet will eventually rot the roots and prevent healthy growth. And this is common in situations where we just try to plant into straight garden soil, usually full of heavy clay. Well, the answer for both cases is to amend the entire planting area with lots of rich organic matter, such as compost and aged manure, rotted leaves, worm castings, and so much more. And then finally, don't overdo it. It's so easy to want to have a big garden that if you have the space, it's just something you just feel you need to do. But I'd say go a little conservative here, especially if it's your first garden. Your vegetable and herb plants are going to grow so lush and full if your garden gets enough sun and you have rich, healthy soil. In fact, once your plants establish, they'll grow so fast, I don't want you to become overwhelmed. So the bottom line here is just don't overdo it starting off. You can always make it bigger later. Now, in our next podcast, we'll talk more about the soil and how to create the perfect growing conditions for your plants. And beyond that, we'll have a whole series of podcasts to get you off to a great start with your Burpee Home Garden seedlings and what to do throughout the entire growing season, every step of the way, all the way through harvest. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll be right back here next week for another Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week.